Okay, obviously a very disappointing loss for our football team. Congratulations to the Saints. They're obviously the better team tonight. As I viewed the game, offensively, we came in, we're able to execute our game plan, and just had the two penalties in the red zone were the negatives, and then obviously the two drops down there in the goal, in the end zone. So the two turnovers. And defensively, we stopped them once on fourth down. Other than that, we didn't make them punt. So they ran it, and they threw it. This is our second game we've been involved in where each punter didn't play or didn't participate in the game. Not a whole lot of defense played tonight, a lot of offense. And with that, I'll take your questions. Well, it's a big swing. I mean, it's a 14-point swing. I mean, he catches the ball. We score seven, and they obviously converted that turnover into a touchdown. So, obviously, it was a big play. He hurt his hamstring on the scramble earlier. So, I think it was obvious just the way we played from that point on. So, we kept him in the gun, and really our whole play action and QB movement package was gone. Yes, I obviously thought about the long term there as we discussed his injury, but he stuck it out and obviously scored on a scramble, and I thought he played smart and didn't really open it up to put himself in jeopardy for further injury. No, I thought the communication, you're talking about our offense? No, I thought offensively we handled the crowd noise. I mean, this is a tough place to play. The crowd was phenomenal. Big stage. But no, it wasn't an issue. Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the two penalties, I mean, it was a first and 20, second and 20. So that's tough to overcome. But, we're the second least penalized team in the league. And, Saints were the third coming into the game, so we felt it would be a very disciplined, tight game. We definitely had penalties go against us in a timely fashion. I don't think they slowed us down at all defensively. We dropped the ball; it was an interception. We had a route that stopped that turned an interception. I don't think there's a whole lot of defense that was played here tonight by clearly by not our team, but they got the turnovers, and when you win a turnover ratio, you have a good chance of winning games. But we need to be better than that. That's what we talked about as a team. We need to be a football team that does more than has to rely on winning the turnover ratio to win. So we had opportunities to pick it up for one another from each phase to the next, and we didn't get that done tonight. We call it 6X. It was kind of similar to what you saw in Detroit, but obviously the production and was there for the other guys. So I mean, I thought we had a good plan. I thought Aaron played extremely well, and definitely fought through the injury there for a quarter and a half.
6X, you mean six of box?
No, it's quarter half. We call it six. One under, one over the top. He's definitely affected. I mean, we kept him in the gun. Obviously didn't run any, really didn't even get into the play action game or, and obviously scratched off all the quarterback movements. So, he was limited just to play from the pocket and hand the ball off. Yeah, but I think it was on a scramble right down there. I don't know if it was first or second down, yes.
What would you do the decision to go on fourth down in the third quarter?
Just game planning. It was expecting to, forming a bare defense. We call it a jam front, with a cover up. We got the defense. We had clean angles. Poorly blocked. There to the front side, which you know, frankly, has the tougher blocks on the backside. So, and they did, you know, they obviously stopped us. Plus, Eddie was hot. You know, I mean, Eddie was running the ball extremely well, and I was very comfortable with the call. I do not know. I'm told it's an ankle sprain.
Two more. Did you think Burnett was ever close?
Morgan? At one point I did, but I think when we got on a plane Saturday, I didn't have a lot of confidence.
Peppers was, I guess, catching that ball in practice.
Yeah, we've been practicing that since training camp. I mean, it's something he's done a very good job, you know, and to get a corner out there. I mean, obviously the formation and the shift is, you know, more designed to possibly create a matchup with a linebacker. But, you know, he ran a great route, you know, so just got to catch the ball.
Thank you.